Time now for sports on KDDR. The Tornado.
With a look at your sports, I'm Paul McDonald reporting high school girls basketball coming away tonight here on The Tornado as Oaks will take on the Ellendale Cardinals in Ellendale. Tip off for the girls game at 7:30 tonight. Pre-game around 7:15. You can hear that game right here on 1220 KDDR, 95.9 FM, The Tornado. Oaks opening up the season 63-31 with a victory over Hankinson in their season opening game on Tuesday. Chicago is the opponent for the Minnesota Vikings' final home game for a fifth straight year. This time, they'll meet in Week 15. The other twist is the Bears and Vikings are each in the thick of the race for the playoffs with a 6-7 record. Their Week 17 game in the previous four seasons had no meaning for one or both teams. Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky has performed much better over the past three games since returning to the starting role. The Vikings allowed six sacks and missed three field goals and an extra point at Tampa Bay last week. A long pass and a quarterback sneak may have ended the Las Vegas Raiders playoff bid. Justin Herbert plunged into the end zone in overtime to give the Chargers a 30-27 victory over the Raiders. Las Vegas kicked a field goal with about 3.5 minutes showing on the clock in overtime before Herbert set up the winning score with a 53-yard throw to Jalen Guyton. Herbert was 22 of 32, 314 yards, two touchdowns, and no interceptions to help Los Angeles end a 10-game losing streak against AFC West opponents. Raiders backup Marcus Mariota accounted for 314 yards and two touchdowns after Derek Carr left the first quarter with a groin injury. Mariota passed for 226 yards and a TD and ran nine times for 88 yards. The loss leaves the Raiders 7-7 and damages their postseason hopes. The Chargers are 5-9. A bill introduced Thursday by four Democratic lawmakers would grant college athletes sweeping rights to compensation and create a federal commission on college athletics. The College Athletes Bill of Rights is sponsored by U.S. Senators Cory Booker of New Jersey, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, and Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, U.S. Representative Jan Schakowsky of Illinois. If passed, it would wreak havoc with the NCAA ability to govern intercollegiate athletics and the association's model for amateurism. The move comes a day after the Supreme Court agreed to review a court ruling in an antitrust case against the NCAA having to do with compensating athletes. That's a look at your sports for sports anytime. Log on to newsdakota.com.